in the morning. Steve Cochran Show continues. Hawks halfway through the circus road trip. Had a good little break in Vegas, and they'll have Thanksgiving together on the road and playing tonight in San Jose. And speaking of the Blackhawks, they have a wonderful partnership with Rags of Honor. My friend Mark Doyle's here. And Mark started Rags of Honor a couple of years ago to put an end to the scourge of homeless military. Homeless military, come on, please. Homeless military? Can't happen.
Never
it does.
In the same sentence.
It does.
Yeah.
Happens in this country every day. Happens in this city. How many in this city?
Over 800.
800 men and women homeless. They served America. They came home. Through whatever circumstances they're dealing with, they're now homeless. And you're trying to change it.
We are trying to change it. And in addition to the 800, there are probably 300,000 who were homeless for at least one night last year. And about 162,000 chronically homeless. And that does not count probably 15 or 20,000 who aren't reported at all. Young kids and women just returning, living on couches, living in basements, living with friends.
What does the average returning serviceman or servicewoman get? Access to VA benefits?
They do have access to VA benefits. One of the things I just heard this at a conference I spoke at Clorox, actually, last week. When you go into basic training, I think it's 16 or 18 weeks to get ready to go and serve. When you're leaving the military, I think it's 4 to 8 hours is your discharge total. So they prepare you a lot on the way in, don't give you much preparation on the way out. And the consequences...
And they keep you plenty busy when you're in, so there's not a lot of classes that go, now here's how you need to operate your life. So if a kid goes in for 1 3-year stint and has no idea what they're going to do with their life at 18, why would they have any idea what they're going to do with their life at 21?
And the problem is, yes... And the problem gets worse when you have people who maybe come out of high school. We have some who work for us. Young men, homeless in high school, joins the Army, comes out of the Army 5 years later, did 150 combat tours in Afghanistan. He has no family, right? And so he doesn't even have any a place to go back and collect himself.
There's no foundation.
And the VA, what the VA does very well, and people who use the VA and soldiers and veterans will tell you, they serve 23 million Americans every year, a massive amount.
It's a huge deal.
And they do treatment very well, but they have missed the mark on a lot of really big issues. And one, and that's a combination of the VA and the military, is preparing people for stage two when they get
there.
Yeah, and that's where the wheels come off.
Is there beginning to be a recognition of that gap?
There is a recognition of it, and there are more and more programs. But we've also seen sequestration over the last 7 years, right?
Yeah.
And so you're seeing they're forced retirements. You can see 1 million people get discharged over the next year.
Because the service can't pay for them.
Right, service can't pay. So there's less and less money to fight wars and for hardware, and so there's almost no money for programs to prepare them to come out.
So, in the meantime, gap services matter more than ever, and this is a real-world service, and you hope it will get to be a gap service because you hope the government will step up and do their thing. So tell me what Rags of Honor is, and tell me where you are in the mission.
Rags of Honor is a company that I started a couple of years ago. We are a custom silkscreen and apparel company. We do work, as you know, for Northwestern, for Rutgers, and we'll get to the Blackhawks in our collaboration with the Blackhawks in a minute. But we train people in the art of silk screening and graphic arts and shipping and receiving and accounts payable. And so we try and fill all the gaps that you would need to run an entire business, and we just go into homeless shelters, unlike many other companies. And there are a lot of good folks, big companies around town who have veteran hiring programs. We go in and find the ones that people are never going to find.
Yep.
We find the young men and women who came back, had no money, lost their job, ended up in their car or in the shelter. That's where I think our mission is a little bit different. No better, just different. And we get them back, pay them a living wage. We start at $12 an hour. We get them up to the top folks, make it 18 when they're on the press.
Which is great.
Make sure that they've got an apartment, a bank account, clothes if they need it when they start. Yesterday, we just... through the foundation, made sure that everybody had money for Thanksgiving dinner. And so we just try and provide an atmosphere for them to learn a skill, to have a place where they're around folks who know what they've been through, not just in the military, but what it's like to be homeless and not even having a dollar to your name.
Well, that's the power, though, right? Because the power is these aren't people that come in to work for you and have to feel like, oh, I'm being judged because I'm some kind of failure. They can talk to others who are also homeless. They can talk about their shared military experience. They can talk about their shared trauma if they're willing to do that. And it really has to be a sense of family.
It is a sense of family. Somebody donated a ping pong table, of all things, to us. And in the new space.
That's a cool idea.
It was a great idea. And in the new space, they came in yesterday, and we'd finished up a job. And all nine of them were back there having a round-robin tournament. And
brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, black, white, Hispanic, yeah. Men, women, Army, Navy, Marines.
One of the cool things that I've noticed, and you and I've been friends forever, but one of the cool things I've noticed in the 2 years since you started this, is the position that you hold in running this, and by the way, draining your own bank account in the process, but the position you hold in running this and your relationship to these folks, because they respect you as the boss, the guy that runs the place, but you've also empowered the people that work there to be as good as they can be at it. In other words, you've got a woman there named Tamika. Tamika's a great story. Mom, couple of kids, single mom, homeless for a period of time, told the kids on the weekends when she would have them that they were camping out because they were sleeping in the car because she didn't want to scare them and didn't want to say we don't have a home.
Yeah, amazing.
She's now one of your absolute key people.
Rock solid, runs the whole shop, runs all of our online business, all of the customer service, does our HR.
And does a killer job at it, and in the process, wants you away from her as much as possible, doesn't want to hear from you unless you really have something you need to tell her.
You have no idea how true that statement is becoming on a daily basis. In fact, the other day I called in, and sometimes I have these rapid-fire ideas, like the third phone call. She's, boss, sir, you don't have to really come in today. You know, we got it.
When I went to see the new facility, when I went to pick up
the
sweatshirt.
And by the way, how great's the new
facility? Oh, it's so tremendous. Awesome. Well, yeah. She said to me, she said, do you want to see the new facility? And I said, oh, I'm running a little late. I'm just going to grab this sweatshirt and the hat and then take off. And she went, do you want to see the new facility? I went, absolutely. Take me around. So she took me around.
Well, she's really proud of it.
She's awesome.
And your guys are really proud of it, too. And you've got a couple guys, because you mentioned the art of silkscreen. Look, I don't know anything about making shirts. You didn't either when you started. I still don't.
Still don't.
But the fact is, you got a couple of guys who really take pride in how good they are at it. And the last thing they want is the boss coming around and going, well, what if we did this or that? Because you give them a job and they get the job done.
Yeah, and the worst thing that can happen for Rags of Honor moving forward is to me to have any more ideas about what we should do. Because I'll wake up in the middle of the night and say, you know, we should do a shirt that's an inverted moose with some crazy idea. And
it turned out it was just a dream.
Yeah, just a dream. And so Tamika will say, no, sir, I think we got it covered. Thank you so much.
She
told me that about 8 times in the last 3 days.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's really cool to see these people not only get their lives in a position where they're back on their feet and really headed towards maximizing their own lives, but also the way you delegate and empower them to do it. And Ross is working with you. And I know Ross has had a similar experience, too, even though he's been around charitable organizations his whole life. There's something special about Rags of Honor and something special about the feel of it. So the hype that we bring here is not for no reason. We bring it because it really is special. You're doing something different here that not everybody's doing.
Thank you. And I really do think it's something special, and I see it in the eyes and the faces of the men and women who come to work. And just to put it in perspective, some of them are still a little bit shy. But so I wanted to make sure that everybody just had Thanksgiving dinner, and so I gave something, a check to Tamika yesterday for everybody. And this morning, they all went to her yesterday and said, will you please tell the boss we were just too afraid, how thankful we are. We just didn't want to bother him. You just can never underestimate the power of two things. One is just kindness to somebody, but the other is this three words that I talk about in the video that we were shot is, you are hired. The impact that those words can have to somebody who is living in their car, who doesn't have enough for a cup of coffee. And so I think we are doing something special, and but for the grace of God, and Steve Cochran, and Jimmy DeCastro, and Pete Hassan and Jay Blanc and Laura Clausen and so many others
out
there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those guys
David
because
Storch.
When we take a break here, when we come back, we'll talk about them a little bit, but talk about the Blackhawks. And grace really would be the key word. And by the way, if you want to do this, don't call Mark about his HR department or his hiring process, because if I come to you or you come to me, I'm Mark. If you come to me, here's the job interview. Really? You served? You want to do this? Okay, you're hired.
You're not even that long.
To the point where your employees are coming up to you going, boss, don't I need to give you a resume or something?
Yeah, one guy actually said, sir, you hired me yesterday, but you didn't really ask anything about me. Is there anything you want to know about me? Whatever. All right, sit down. Blah, blah, blah. Tell me about it.
What's the slogan?
They had our backs. Let's keep the shirt on theirs.
That's exactly right. And you can order all sorts of great gear at ragsofhonor.us and do just that. It's a great way to pay it back. We'll talk about the Blackhawks piece of this story in a moment. 922 on 720 WGN. All right, here with my friend Mark Doyle, and ragsofhonor.us is the website. The Chicago Blackhawks, and you and Pete Assen talked about this initially, have been wonderful partners of yours. And one of the things you're here to announce today is a special little holiday situation with the Hawks?
Yes, thank God for the Chicago Blackhawks. They designed and are co-branding with us a commemorative T-shirt that will be available starting on Black Friday at the United Center, 333 North Michigan Avenue, the flagship store downtown, the Oak Brook location, and their brand new location in Old Orchard.
Cool.
And it is a really cool T-shirt that's got slogans like integrity, honor, commitment, all things that are embraced by the Hawks and all things that are definitive about soldiers and Marines and airmen.
You can proudly display your Hawks love while showing support for Rags of Honor.
Because we'll be back tagged on the back. You'll see the Rags of Honor logo on the back. It is available for $25.
It's ridiculous. That's great.
On Black Friday, 20%. There's going to be 20% off. 20% of that price. I'm sometimes speechless when the Hawks come back to me with things like this and say the 20%. Of every sale of every T-shirt on Black Friday is going to be cut back to Rags of
Honor. Come on, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that stepping up?
Unbelievable.
And they're going to move some merch.
And it will also be available at the Rags of Honor online store.
Yeah, well, let me go live to your social media department.
Roger,
let's go to the Ross Cochran, where can I see the Rags of Honor shirt?
You can see it at shop.ragsofhonor.us. You can see it at ragsofhonor.us. You can see it at facebook.com/ragsofhonor. You can see it on the Rags of Honor Twitter account, rags_of_honor, and it is being shared with your social media accounts, facebook.com/Steve Cochran Show, and on Twitter at Cochran Show right now.
And the Blackhawks, I'm sure, will have it in their social media string somewhere as well?
Yes, absolutely. That is, they have been very generous.
And I'm sorry?
And on ChicagoBlackhawks.com, you can find it as well.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And we should thank Laura Clausen, right?
Yes.
Laura runs the retail
store,
doesn't she?
Laura runs the retail, and she is so smart, so hardworking, so sweet.
She's pretty, too. That helps.
She is pretty, and just a real vision for how we can work together. And what she wants everybody to know, which is, again, their commitment. There are people out there who talk about being committed to veterans. And then there are people like the Blackhawks who just live it.
Step it up.
Every day.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to be collaborating throughout the holiday season, into the spring, into the summer. So there's always going to be Rags of Honor gear at all the locations and at theblackhawks.com.
I like the idea you can get all your holiday shopping done on Friday with Blackhawks gear. You do it on Friday, and specifically on Black Friday, because 20% is being kicked to you guys.
Yes, indeed.
So please do that.
Please do that and go to the stores. Their stores are awesome, as you know.
They really are.
Interactive flat-screen TVs where you can take pictures with the
player. Well, if you got one here at 333 North, you can actually take pictures that look like you're hanging out with Q or any of the players on the team.
So cool.
Well, you know, it might be fun if you knock 7 of your own teeth out, and then you take a picture with Duncan Keith.
I wouldn't do that.
So you
just
and Dunk.
Black them out. Just black them
yeah.
out.
Yeah, and then you can go and you can say you and Dunk have the same orthodontist. So, it's great to see you.
Thank you so
much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank
you. I'm thankful for you and everything you're doing.
Thank you. And I say this every time. I am thankful to Steve Cochran and everybody here, and Kevin and Andrea and your son Ross and the Blackhawks and David Storch and so many people.
What about my future granddaughter?
Your future granddaughter, okay. Especially.
What about Lauren?
and Lauren. Okay. And all the listeners, everybody who's listening, one of the things that happens when this show, more than any other, and I've done a few other TV and radio spots, when your listeners hear about our mission, the phones light up.
No, they step up.
There's nobody
like, good people.
Like the WGN radio listening audience. So thank you to everybody. Happy holidays. Ragsofhonor.us. Help a vet.
There you go. Doesn't get any better than that guy, Mark Doyle. And by the way, that's his real name. None of the aliases that you might find, they don't apply. Mark Doyle, RagsofHonor.us.